beginning of time, our very humanity has been based on connecting at the cellular level. Today, connecting on a cellular level has taken on a different meaning.
What is it that you could tell parents or you could tell kids to help them or to let's start to shift the conversation?
This conversation is great for people our age,
right.
But for people who are, you know, 13, 12, I don't know if a majority of them have that kind of maturity to say, well, this isn't the best for me, and I'm going to control these chemical reactions happening in my brain and say, actually, I'm going to put my phone in a bowl in like five rooms from here and like have an interaction. So
it's
I think that's where I'm coming from with the rules.
They've had it longer than we have, I feel.
But then that comes down on like, I think the parents, like they need to.
Yeah.
Like
oh,
I have a little cousin who's, I think, oh God, like nine. And she has an Instagram on her mom's phone that her mom lets her use. And it's, like, it's horrifying because she actually, like goes on it. And she'll, no kidding. She, like, posts little selfies. And I'm, like, you literally, like, I can't even look
at
it. It's, like,
so
that's,
do
like,
we
a parent's
need...
problem,
yes.
I think.
So, I'm actually an informatics major at Indiana University. So I deal with, like, computer science type of classes. And I actually took a computer ethics class this semester, and we talked a lot about like basically what your documentary was like based off of, and it actually like related to me because I have a younger sister who's 12 and my parents are like refusing to let her use social media, won't let her have an iPhone until she like graduates 8th grade. So I really see like there is a difference and people like are noticing it and they want to like make a change.
I have a 14-year-old cousin, and her life is so much different than mine when I was 14. And just the way anyone interacts with each other, it's all through Snapchat. It's all through Instagram. It's all about who posts the best Instagram and how many likes they got. And, you know, we had that competition too when we were that age. But it was nothing like it is now. I think even just in the last 5 years, it's advanced so much. And it's scary. And parents don't realize that when you give a child a phone like that, they have access to literally anything they want. And I think that's where a lot of those issues with sexting and all those different topics when it comes to relationships even. I think boys in that age group look at girls so differently now. It's more of like a game and, you know, more getting something from them than actually finding a human relationship with them.
You mean a 13-year-old boy going through the testosterone surging and having porn in your pocket, they're going to look at a girl differently?
Right. It's just a whole different, sexualization is just women are not, you know, women anymore. It's like it's just something to, I don't know,
it is.
Object, yeah.
So look at how smart you guys are. So you're literally concerned about the objectification of women and we're talking 13, 14, 15-year-olds?
Yeah, I mean, so my cousin comes from a very privileged town. It's like, you know, everybody there has a brand new iPhone, everything. And everything is, I've said it to Joni before, even eating disorders have skyrocketed because of the competition that goes on between all of them. And my cousin who's 14 is telling me about all these things girls are doing in their grade that, like, when we were that age, is just, like, absurd. Like, I can't even think about that. Like, girls that, you know, we would see do things like this would be like, oh, they're, you know, slutty. But now it's every girl is doing that because they all think it's normal. You know, just, like, being very young and engaging in very grown-up things, if that makes sense.
The rise of oral sex between middle school kids,
yeah.
Yes. We're allowed to say that because we're...
Okay, good. I didn't know what...
Well, I think you need to clarify it because... And do you feel that if you, at your age, were talking to parents about what's going on with their teens, do you think that would help if it's coming from you?
I think so. I think so many of them are shocked by it. I think it's always that mindset of, oh, not my kid. Like, they would never do that. But, and it's not an issue with the child. It's an issue with what they're growing up with. Mm-hmm. It's everyone's doing it, and everyone's telling each other it's okay. So how are we supposed to blame a child when everybody else around them is saying it's okay to them, if that makes sense? Like,
so do you feel middle school kids are being pressured more because of what they're taking in?
Yeah, and especially with Twitter, like, they were even saying this, it's progressed so much. Like, even Snapchat, if you go on any story, you can see things that, you know, our parents would have freaked out over if we were 14 and we saw it. Like, even if you go on, like, you know how they have news stories on Snapchat, and everything is so sexual. They have so many swears, so many things about sex that, you know, even I sometimes I'm like, I didn't even know about that.
So do you feel protective over the next generation?
Yeah, I think that it's, like I said, it's a 6-year difference, and you're just like, you guys can't be doing that.
It's so crazy, right? Yeah. Because if I go in and speak to middle school kids, it's like, oh, she's this old, you know. But, you know, it might be more helpful when you guys are going in and understanding, like, I feel your pain. I can't imagine knowing what I went through at that age. I think I was telling you I was really, really upset. I love Bo Burnham's film, Eighth Grade. I think he did a fabulous job with it. But on the CBS Morning News, they did this great feature on him. And then the reporter was literally saying, oh, well, they'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. I guess things will change.
Sucks. Life sucks.
And I'm going, no, they're 13. You can't just say, let the eighth graders figure it out. Good luck. Because of the rise in suicide and depression, and as you're saying, the shaping effects that this generation is dealing with. So that was the end. You know, again, I think, I hope you know that, you know, my whole purpose was very much to try to shift the culture so we can change it for the next generation, not just accept it as normal.